This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition of What's On Your Mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was speaking to my cohorts here, Todd and Manny. Hi, Todd. Radio God Mitchell.
Am I the lady? Or, I mean, no, I know I'm racing in a stiletto race on the 4th of July here, but it's only lady for a day.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Manny. Hi, Manny. How are you?
Good, Scott. How are you?
What was that all about anyway, you wearing high heels? Stilettos and fun. I assume some sort of a wager for a good cause.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't follow Todd on Facebook? He's like wearing...
Oh, yeah. There's a stiletto race coming up in advance of the 5K, which is in advance of the Mandan 4th of July parade. And it's long been a race that women have done. And as time has gone on, men have filtered into it. Well, I was challenged by one Eugene Grainer to race that race in a thong. And he offered a certain amount of money to my charity of my choice. And since then, a few other people have chimed in now, and it's not the $2,600. So who am I to say no to walk MS, since my mother is MS? So
very
fortunately,
nice
the thong has been modified to not be a thong anymore. But stilettos are bad enough.
There you go. Anything for a good cause. How
exactly.
Nice.
By the way, if somebody wants to loan me a walker, because I'd like to have something to break the inevitable fall.
I think that's cheating. I don't think you can do that.
Well, I just want to be able to hold it out there. I don't want to use it until I do fall. Then I want to be able to break the fall.
What you're doing there is sort of defeating the purpose of the. You know,
no, because the purpose is to win the race. I know I'm not going to win the race anyway, walker or no walker.
I think the purpose is to experience the pain that the lovely ladies in our life endure.
I have never understood who thought, hey, let's make everybody walk with their heels like 4 inches higher than the rest of
it. Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, no matter how much I like a good-looking pair of shoes, and I do, right? I'm all for a sharp-looking pair of shoes. But if it is in any way making me uncomfortable to sort of look fashionable, forget about it. I'm out of here.
Amen, brother. Yeah. Amen.
I'm done. I'm not about to endure that kind of sacrifice.
Amen.
All right. Now, if you would like us to get to more important things today in the program, that's up to you. Because this is the program we call What's On Your Mind. And you get to weigh in on the news of the day, on what's happening. I want to talk a little bit about gun control today and more about our political class. And what happens after horrible things like Orlando? Why in the world were they voting last night in the United States Senate on a whole host of gun regulations? Right, there was this laundry list of the things they were voting on, all these different measures they were voting on. Now, here's my question for you. Why? We're only one weekend removed from a radical Islamic terrorist shooting up innocent people in his club in Orlando, declaring his allegiance to ISIS, and claiming he's doing what he's doing in the name of God, which is just as offensive as you can get. And these people think the solution is to run to the United States Senate and vote on gun legislation? It's, to me, just insane. But that's just what's on my mind. It's sick is what it is. And I think it is an example of how the governing class, the political types, are just divorced from reality. Oh, we got to fix it. I mean, number one, recognize the problem. Terrorists are out to kill us. That has nothing to do with the object this particular one chose to use because, as we've seen, they'll use all kinds. But deal with what we're up against. I mean, seriously, people are pouring across the border of which we have no control to speak of, we're sitting there thinking, oh, you know, if we just to change this background check and the waiting period and put that on the watch list and then, don't even enforce the laws we have now. I don't know about you, but I really found myself just very offended by it all. For one, it's so typical politician. You know, something's slapping us from the headlines, and we're going to fix it. You know, nice job fixing it. Give me a break. And by the way, the Democrats, in their constant quest to ignore the Founding Fathers and the Second Amendment, and use every tragedy that comes down the pipe to further advance their cause, there is nothing lower in politics. To use the death, the tragedy of people to try and move the ball on your legislation? I'm sorry, that's sick. I don't get it. I really don't. So as you can tell, that one has me a little upset today. Welcome your calls, your questions, and your comments on any of this or anything else today. We actually have just one guest today. Lots of time to chat. Looking forward to it. We're going to talk with a fellow by the name of Mike Dunbar. And Mike has a company. He's an acquaintance of a caller of ours last week. Do you remember the call from Bill and Horace telling us how he was a Donald Trump supporter because of the interaction of this friend of his? They'd heard about, had the interaction with Donald Trump and how much he got it. So we looked him up, connected with him, and I think we said on the air we would, and we're going to chat with him today about his personal interactions with Donald Trump. Help inform your vote a little bit on that front. Donald Trump is saying, hey, we don't have much in the way of moolah. Hillary's got all the moolah. I actually think Donald Trump, having vastly less resources, having a smaller, you know, what has she got, like 700, 800, 900 staff? He has like less than 100, right? She's got 40 million in the bank. He's got less than a little over one or something. Isn't that exactly what we wanted a president? Somebody that can accomplish the goal. And look what he took to best 16 other challengers for the Republican nomination in the way of resources, money, and people. And look what she took to beat, really, one, Bernie, right? I mean, there was a handful of others for a while, but half a dozen. She spends ridiculously more amounts of money, has more employees, and barely ekes across the finish line against Bernie Sanders. Doc from Back to the Future, the professor. I mean, it's just, can't make this up. A socialist. I think that's something we got to count in the way to go Donald Trump category. Myself. Now, I don't know what's going on in these polls, but I know that I'm not too worried about him, honestly. Somebody said, well, he's probably lower than Mitt Romney was at this point in the race. Yeah, like this race is last race, right? Does that really matter? Does that count? For one, Mitt Romney wasn't running against Hillary Clinton, who's under FBI investigation. Quinnipiac did a swing state poll looking at Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. He's down by 8 points in Florida. They're dead even in Ohio. Another reason I think you should pick John Kasich for a running mate myself. I like the idea of John Kasich. I'm sorry. And then only a one-point difference in Pennsylvania. Well, there you go. Now, I don't like Trump at 39, 40, and 41, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania. But Hillary, other than the 47 in Florida, barely above him in Ohio and Pennsylvania, tied with him in Ohio. So, you know, I don't think it's time for this sky to be falling here. Okay, here's how you weigh in on these or any topics today. I gave you a little data dump on what's on my brain, and I want to know what's on yours. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Just dial those digits and tell me what's on your mind. One, to leave a message. Two, to chat with Todd and I on the air. You can text Todd, and he gets lonely if you don't. 701-226-8503. All those things will connect you with us on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And also fax us if you want. I don't get them in, you know, necessarily real timely, but I did have a listener from Big Tractor Parts fax us the other day, I think on Friday. His name is Ben. Ben said, my dad bought my mother a riding lawnmower for Mother's Day. Try that sometime. So she got him a washing machine for Father's Day. What a pair. What a pair. I love it. By fax. We even take your comments by fax, ladies and gentlemen. By golly. Who even has a fax machine anymore? I'm proud of that fellow. Jim in Fargo, first call to go on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Others welcome. A whole hour to chat and part of next. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead. Give us a call.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the NDFA has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. While the entertainment industry, mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, education, churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Make today the day you walk into Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll meet a good man, my neighbor, Vince Webker, and his team there at Hot Spring Spas. Vince, tell folks what they're going to see when they come in.
They're going to see the world's number one selling brand, and more importantly, the absolute best hot tub ownership experience. And what we mean by that is better massage, better water, better energy. And that translates into the realities of daily use. These are the things that will allow you to use the hot tub more often than not. And that's what we want. We want you to have a great experience with this, because I know North Dakota is a small place and people talk, and we want you to have that great experience. We want you to tell your family and friends about, hey, you can make your every day made better too. And that's what this product does. That's what you're going to see.
Let me ask you, Vince, are all hot tubs the same?
There is a difference in hot tubs. And again, come back to what I say, the absolute best ownership experience. We design the hot tub for the times when you're not in it, for example, a lower energy bill. And I'm talking quite a bit less to save you money. I'm talking about the Ace Water Care system, where you can be gone for a day or two and come back and open it, and you're going to have crystal clear, inviting water. And it truly is the things that, again, when you're not using it, invite you to use it more often. And that's why we're doing this anyway, to make you use it more, which means every day made better.
Come meet a good man and get a great deal, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, 13th Avenue South next to Spitfire, West Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A little later on this week, I'll be at the North Dakota chapter of the National Association of Royalty Owners, 4th Annual State Convention, Ramada Dakota Lodge in Dickinson. That's the headquarters for the event Thursday and Friday, but they're going to be venturing out Thursday for a Bakken tour, which will be great. Go out and see the Whiting Gas Plant and a railroad reloading facility. That'll be fun. Then the Medora Musical and Pitchfork Fondue on Thursday night. And, of course, a whole load of great speakers as well, You're going to love this, folks. Lynn Helms of the Department of Mineral Resources will be there. And Lynn, of course, always puts on a great presentation with the very latest information. Answers some of your questions as well. There's an economist and geological engineer doing a brief history of the Bakken development. There is a subsurface geologist from the North Dakota Geological Survey talking about the oil-producing formations of North Dakota. Ryan Rauschenberger, state tax commissioner, will be there to talk about tax revenues in a low commodity price environment. XTO Energy, one of their top officials in North Dakota, the Bakken operations manager, will be there to do an outlook for energy, a view to 2040. Jerry Simmons from the National Royalty Owners Association, EERC, geologist on enhanced oil recovery, goes on and on. I'll be moderating a panel with Steve McNally of Hess and his son Scott McNally, who's done a lot of research for the Department of Commerce in North Dakota. And we're just going to look about, you know, the Bakken and beyond, and Bakken forward as well. So great Q&A there, too. So you don't want to miss this. And if you don't have registration yet, you can do so. You actually can do it up to the event itself at the Ramada, but it's only $150. And that is if you're not a member. If you're a member, it's only $125. You add a spouse, it's only $50. And the number to call to sign up is 800-558-0557. We'll see you there, okay? 800-558-0557. 22 past the hour. Let's get to the phone here on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Texter says, I'm very conservative, but do you think when the Second Amendment was written, they thought that semi-automatic firearms would ever be an option? I don't. Reminds me of a post I put up last night saying anyone using their First Amendment rights on the Internet to tell me the Second Amendment only covers muskets because the AR was not invented yet, get off your computer and write me a letter with a quill pen, then have it delivered to my house by some guy on a horse, and then and only then can we start the discussion of why you are wrong. That's been shared hundreds of times. A buddy of mine sent that to me, and I posted it last night. Said it was his favorite in this whole discussion. I think the Founding Fathers' genius is in that. They understood that things would change. They went about the principle. So that would be my answer to the texter, but we'll give you a shot to answer it too. Jim Fargo, go ahead. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, a little bit of levity this morning. I see that the polls probably tightened up because I see in Arizona there's four less Hillary voters there. Those people are out hiking in 118 degrees and died. I said they had to be Hillary Clinton voters.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's the kind of. I'm not sure that's the kind of. Well, it isn't the kind of levity that I want to engage in. I'll leave that to you because obviously it's a tragedy that four people died and they're.
Well, I know it's just a tragedy, but I mean that is awful foolish.
Yeah, I get your point. You're trying to make the point that not too smart to do that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe they didn't check the forecast. Did they find them, by the way?
Pardon?
They did find them, huh? And they have confirmed they died?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. Yeah, no, it's just a tragedy. I mean, with it, you know, the thought process there, it kind of tells you why we're in the shape where those people vote. That's a strange thing.
I hear you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Matt, and the low-information voter, I think, is what you're talking about, assuming that never mind. Matt and Devil's Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I was wondering what you thought Trump would do to political correctness. Do you think he'd really set it off and not let it be there anymore, or what do you think?
Well, I don't think it ever goes away, but I don't think he succumbs to it, right? I think that if you want to boil down the success of Donald Trump to anything, he has shown people that, you know, here's a mirror. This is crazy. You know, if you want to be offended about something, be offended about $20 trillion in debt. Be offended that we're not fighting a war against radical Islamic terrorism, right? I mean, worry about the big things that people are pouring across our borders, that we're not effectively negotiating and letting our currency being manipulated. I think that's where his success has been myself, man.
All right.
So I political correctness isn't his to end. I think it'll be here forever. But when it becomes deadly, as it has, it was deadly in Fort Hood when, everyone knew this individual had a problem, but they didn't want to do anything. It was deadly in Orlando in this latest shooting when this individual was, flagged, if you will, by his coworkers, and the boss said, no, I'm not getting any lawsuit over firing somebody who's Muslim. You know? I don't want to go there. San Bernardino, the neighbors, a lot of stuff coming and going, but they're not going to say anything for fear of being called, you know, Islamophobes. That's deadly political correctness. And he can serve us well, I think, by pointing that out and ending it. That's where I'm at. Love the call, Matt. Thank you. Others agree or disagree, let me know. Donald and Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Yes, before I start, I want to get a quote off from Thomas Jefferson regarding the Second Amendment. Either the government fears the people, or the people fear the government. And anyway, I want to get to concealed carry. I feel that's a mistake. Concealed carry is automatic by the Second Amendment. And if you have a list of people that have a concealed carry permit at the state level, you have the hazard of the national government declaring martial law and then getting to that list that we have at the state level. And I'm curious, could, in a martial law situation, the federal government get to that list that we have in the state? That's all I have.
That's a concern you hear often related to registration. And I think the security of the list, who has the list, worthy consideration. Thanks, Don. Luther in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Good morning, guys. I'd like to put a little bit of a different spin on the gun control issue, and it requires us to look back in time a little bit during the founding of the country. And I have to ask you a question with that in mind. When the founding fathers gave us the right to free speech, ask yourself, what kind of speech or did they have in mind? What do you think?
Probably not one with a computer. Facebook.
Well, see,
Twitter.
Well, see, what I'm thinking is the founding fathers, when they thought of free speech, they probably had political speech in mind. They didn't think about pornography, or they didn't think about burning the flag, or they didn't think about violence on television. They thought free speech is to put your political point of view forward.
Hang on a second, Luther, if you would. Hang on, don't go away.
Yeah.
Probably lots to discuss here. We'll do it on the other side of the break. What's on your mind continues. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout. Or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I know from talking about this on this program that a lot of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. That's right, Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. But did you know that B-Mobile's Verizon is more than just phones and tablets? B-Mobile would like to introduce you to Hum by Verizon. Hum is the perfect tool to make your car smarter and safer, offering features like roadside assistance, diagnostics, maintenance reminders, vehicle locator, and hands-free Bluetooth calling. Plus, for a limited time, if your teen is getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. B-Mobile, everywhere you are. Find them at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, Luther and Grand Forks started on a point before the break. Chris and Bismarck, you're next. And a few texts rolling in here, too. Text Todd at 701-226-8503. Any comments? Any questions? Any topic or guest suggestions? Love your text, 701-226-8503. You can also call our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline anytime. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message, 2 to chat with us live on the air. So Luther was talking before the break a little bit about what the Founding Fathers envisioned free speech to mean. And a commercial break, very important commercial break, I might add, Luther, but it was an interruption for your thoughts. So go ahead and continue.
It's okay, Scott. I'm trying to get people to think back on what the founders had in mind when they gave us free speech. And then compare that today where we have, you know, so much violence on television, violent video games. None of this the Founding Fathers would have in mind. They'd be appalled if they would see what's happening today. And because, like with our children who don't live in a vacuum, they learn everything they learn from what they see externally. And if they see violence, you know, like on television and violent video games, it puts an idea in their head. It's like the very first school shooting that we ever had, oh, many years ago. And the news media started hyping it up on every channel, and what they talked about it endlessly. And, you know, some of these kids are watching this, and it puts ideas in their head. And then you get copycat after copycat after copycat. So in the sense of free speech, yeah, we can show violence. I guess it's you're right as the media to do that. But I think there's a responsibility to not do that because it puts ideas in people's heads. So when you think about the gun control issue, we've liberalized free speech to mean almost anything, burning a flag, pornography, so on and so forth, while at the same time trying to reduce another right, the Second Amendment right. So what I'm thinking is free speech by the Founding Fathers was intended by them to protect political speech, not the kind of speech that could negatively affect society and our children that we have today. So the media has to take a lot of responsibility for what's happening today. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, well, that's certainly true. Because, I mean, look, just go look at what the average show in the 50s, you know, passed for decent, if you will, versus today, right? And you could see every decade that bar being lowered a little bit more. And,
yeah, exactly. It's just gotten worse and worse over the years, and there's a price to pay for that. I think we need to regulate the media a little bit, okay? I mean, they want to regulate us. Well, how about we regulate their First Amendment? See how they like it.
But just,
you know,
to play this
it's
out,
like, I'll give up my second when you give up your first. You know, they're never going to do it.
Just to play this out a little bit, though, what do you... What does that look like? So the Founding Fathers, in your view, is, okay, political speech is what we mean by free speech. And, you know, what the rest of what you've described would be out of bounds. What do you do?
The Founding Fathers would be appalled if they watched television today and they saw what was happening with the violence and everything else. And I'll just about guarantee you they did not have any of that in mind when they thought about free speech. Free speech to them meant, you know, I can say what I want against the crown, against the king. I have the right to say politically what I want to say. Now imagine somebody in that area of that era getting up to speak on a soapbox and he starts talking about sexual perversion or something. You know, they would be appalled. They never had that in mind as a free speech right. See what I'm saying?
I do, yeah. I saw a really interesting post. I'm going to try and find it and play it at some point. And it is Foster Freeze, Facebook page. I forget how I got on it, but I saw an article that he'd written or done or something and saw it. And I'd seen it before, but I listened to it again. It was really good. It was Foster Freeze talking about a... Harvard professor who had an interaction with a socialist that couldn't understand America, and then he finally figured it out. And it's pretty good. And I think we're better off policing this than saying, okay, government fixer or whatever. But stay tuned, Luther. You might like that because it kind of ties into what you're talking about. Appreciate the call, though. Chris and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great today.
Great. Okay, so my first comment I want to say is about the caller that had concerns about the concealed carry and having the registered list. I'm not too worried about that for just the simple fact that I trust our local law enforcement. I trust our local National Guard because those are the people that would be enforcing that type of law and doing that confiscation. I don't think they would do it. I mean, who is the federal government going to enlist to be able to go door to door and confiscate people's guns and the concealed carry holders? It's going to have to be the only people they have is the military and the police forces. And there are so, I believe there are so few that would actually follow through with that order that's not really something that I think we have to worry about. My second comment that I'd like to make is you guys look into this 400% increase in the cigarette sales tax or the sin tax. Where is that money going to go? You look at the Breathe ND guys. Their funding through that tobacco settlement is going away here in, I think, either 2017 or 2018. They're not going to be getting money from that anymore in order to operate. This 400% tax, that's to keep them going. That's all it is. It's not about getting youth to quit anymore. It's about keeping their own funding going and keeping their job. If you crunch the numbers, they're actually going to see a 70% increase in what their current budget is right now if this sales tax goes through.
Yeah, and where are those dollars spent? Are they doing any good? I have a lot of heartburn with that whole deal. So,
and the other thing is the ads that they're putting out too. They got like the one that's saying 22% of North Dakota kids are using e-cigarettes. Well, I called them and I asked them where they're getting their numbers from. And they said, well, it's a survey done by high school students. And I asked them, okay, well, aren't almost 90% of all the seniors in high school 18 and thus legally able to purchase their e-cigarettes? And, so your numbers are going to be skewed by 25% right there off that survey. And, I know when I took the survey 12, 13 years ago when I was in high school, most of everybody that I knew just went pop, 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 and went right down the line just to get it done as fast as they could. They weren't honest and truthful when they did it. And I don't think teenagers have changed much since then.
Chris, appreciate the call. Good thoughts. Thanks. Tim and Edgley, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Well, I've got a couple of questions for you. What did Barack Obama campaign on? And maybe I'll give you a little help.
Hope and change.
To fundamentally change the country, correct?
Transform America, yep.
Yes. What did Lenin and Hitler do before they really fundamentally changed their country?
I don't know.
They confiscated the citizens' firearms.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yep.
Okay. This guy, everybody's asking the question, why is he pushing this gun control issue? Why is he doing this? It's kind of like Trump has asked this question, too. You know, there's something, and he's referring to something going on bigger than this. Well, where did Barack Obama get his ideology from? Former communist, agitator, socialist, you name it.
The only thing I think we have going for us is the calendar, Tim. I don't know if that's what he's trying to do or not, but he won't accomplish it. I don't believe that if he'd have started on day one, and in a way he did to accomplish it, he would have been successful because it is the United States. I don't think we would.
That is true. But this guy has an agenda way deeper than people realize.
Absolutely.
And the people like him do. He has, admirers of Mao Zedong in his cabinet. Not the first cabinet positions, but assistants. He had a avowed communist in his administration that he finally had to let go because the pressure became too late. This guy's a Marxist, plain and simple. And that's his ideology, and that's what his whole goal has been, is to destroy our Second Amendment rights, which, in my opinion, is the basis for all the rest of them.
Yeah, no, it's, I think all of that, I really have tried hard.
Your call has ended.
Yeah, I guess I get that message. The call has ended, Manny. I have tried very hard to not let what I believe to be wants and desires of President Barack Obama to consume me, because I believe we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and as much as he tries, if in fact he is going to try to do some of those things, he would not succeed. And every month I rip off another month off the calendar, I think that's more and more true. And one of the reasons why is what I'm about to play you when we come back. Plus, Tom in West Fargo on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
USA.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years, with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're visiting with Tana Martin from Valley Imports. She's an Audi brand specialist. Tana started buying her cars at Valley Imports and decided this would be a pretty fun place to work.
Started learning a lot about it and just the friendly atmosphere, that it's really no pressure about buying a car. It's just having a conversation, and at the end of the day, it's your money, it's your decision. The technology's so easy to use, just even like their voice command. You don't even have to search for a restaurant. You can just say, I'm hungry.
Tell me about being from New Rockford.
Part of it's just the small town atmosphere, and that's kind of how I treat my work life. You kind of build common ground with everybody, and everybody's got something they can relate to, whether, you know, it's sports or just complaining about the weather. It's too hot, too cold. Local things going on around town.
Visit Tana and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue, or call them at 800-676-7667 or go online to valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Yep, he's a Marxist and he's a Muslim, and his approval rating is 51%.
Okay. I thought that was about the concealed carry laws.
Your current caller on the concealed carry list, he's nailing it. He's dead on.
Well, there's a few of them from him today.
Yeah, all right, love it. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow, the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. That doesn't happen by accident, folks. That's a big deal. And it's because of the design of this pillow. Our friend Mike Lindell has invented this. It has a patented interlocking fill. That means it adjusts to any sleep position. It's machine washable and dryable like a favorite pair of blue jeans. Non-allergenic. It stays cool. That's a big deal. We hear about that from our listeners a lot, so you're not tossing and turning. And it has a 10-year warranty that it will not go flat. Try it for 60 nights, money-back guarantee. Just give it a try. 60 nights. That's right. And if you want one right now, can't wait. Get the 4-for-1 deal. Use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call 800 206-9028. Listen to this. This was posted on the one-year anniversary of Charleston, but it's a Harvard professor talking about a conversation with a socialist about the genius of America that this socialist never understood. So you're hearing the voice of a Harvard professor, ladies and gentlemen, which I thought was unique, because I don't hear a lot of this out of Harvard professors. But listen to this. See what you think.
Some time ago, I had a conversation with a Marxist economist from China. He was coming to the end of a Fulbright fellowship here in Boston. And I asked him if he had learned anything that was surprising or unexpected. And without any hesitation, he said, yeah, I had no idea how critical religion is to the functioning of democracy. The reason why democracy works, he said, is not because the government was designed to oversee what everybody does, but rather democracy works because most people, most of the time, voluntarily choose to obey the law. And in your past, most Americans attended a church or synagogue every week, and they were taught there by people who they respected. My friend went on to say that Americans followed these rules because they had come to believe that they weren't just accountable to society, they were accountable to God. My Chinese friend heightened a vague but nagging concern I've harbored inside that as religion loses its influence over the lives of Americans, what will happen to our democracy? Where are the institutions that are going to teach the next generation of Americans that they too need to voluntarily choose to obey the laws? Because if you take away religion, you can't hire enough police.
I'm hoping that's incorporated in the curriculum of Harvard very soon. Might do him a world of good. I said socialism, by the way. He was talking about a Marxist. And there is a difference. But anyway, I just connect that. He never saw the connection between democracy and religion. And there he saw it. And we're talking about the freedom of speech today. We're talking about Second Amendment rights. The freedom of religion. Very integral to this as well. And what did the founding fathers envision on it? These are all things to make you think, folks. And when you do, and you can call us and tell us what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Tom in West Fargo, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Actually, I told Manny I had one comment, but sitting here, actually, I ended up with two. The gun confiscation thing, I think the guy is right on. They won't use our military. They'll use someone else's military, and I know that's not a popular thought. But the Russians and Chinese have trained on this soil for years. And like I said, that's not a popular thought. And then the second one is that this is the season of Ramadan. For 7 years running, President Obama has sent his ring out for maintenance and his watch. And this is, his ring is out for maintenance. So just a couple comments that might not be real popular. Thank you, Scott.
Where'd you see that?
I just got an email from a good friend of mine that's this is a pretty reliable source.
All right, because I would, I'd want to know that. And I've seen that before somewhere. It's usually one of those stories that kind of pass around that I've never really, it's not something you're going to see on 60 Minutes for sure, Tom. Right. I appreciate the call. I wouldn't mind you forwarding it to me if you don't mind so we can poke some holes there and make sure that's A-OK. Let's go to Williston and Kelly and then Shane in New Salem. Kelly, you're up first up. What's on your mind? Next up, I mean.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Even another less popular thought is the fact that the Pilgrims and the Founding Fathers were all Christians. They were believers in God. They feared God. They did what God said. And they were blessed for doing so. All the way through our history up until, say, like the 50s or 60s when they decided to take everything, the Bible, prayer, everything out of schools, and then the government, and then public places, and everywhere else. Now they're trying to get it to the point where it's even illegal to say Jesus or anything else related to the Bible. Well, when you take God out of your country, you're left with insanity. That's all that's left. So if you look around and see how things have gotten so bad since the 50s, 60s, you kind of got to put the dots together and go, wait a minute, you know, that's probably the case. It's taking God out, left all the insane people to run free. There's no
you
got to
figure it out. You got to figure it out, Kelly, as did the Marxist who's talking with a Harvard professor earlier. So how about the rest of us? It's time. Thanks. Appreciate it. More coming up.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm going to talk to you about your bathroom, bathtub, the shower. You know how it is, right? Close your eyes and picture it how you'd like it to be. Well, guess what? It can be. I'd love for you to call a telephone number. I'll give you in a minute for a free in-home estimate where you can digitally see how a new tub, a new shower would look in your home with a Bath Planet Design Studio. It is free. It's an estimate in your home to find out what you can do. And by the way, they transform bathrooms in as little as a day. 19 colors to choose from, 8 different wall patterns to choose from, offering freedom from day-to-day living such as back pain, muscle pain, diabetes, circulatory diseases, and more. And the freedom to bathe in your own home without assistance with a walk-in tub as well. That's right. Go to this website, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, bathplanet.com/North Dakota, or call 701-552-3289. 701-552-3289. Use my name, Scott, and get a $500 gift certificate free with your purchase from Bath Planet of North Dakota.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.